news journey. We do it every week around this time, but I think it's time to stop.
Why?
Well, I have been losing weight, and I'm actually down, which is hardly anything. I'm down like a pound and a half this week, and that's kind of been the story. I have been losing weight. With the 1 week, you know, I went crazy after I got off my diet, but now I'm back on just eating normal, healthy food. I am losing weight, but I feel or I get worried that with the world, especially the world we live in and the stuff I have in my own head where I'm like, oh, I need to lose 5 pounds this week or 10 pounds. We're not on the Biggest Loser any weight loss show anymore. Realistically, if you lose a pound and a half a week, that is good. That is progress, that is movement, even for a big guy like my size who could probably lose more than that. Point being, I just wonder, 833-JOE-ALEX, and be honest here, you're not going to make me like cry that much, 833-563-2539. I want people to listen to the show and enjoy it. I know on social media, you really like to follow my journey, and thank you for that. I really mean that for the DMs you send me saying that I motivate you, you motivate me when you share your weight loss photos. That's cool. But are people bored listening to this on the radio?
Because
on the Joe
you're only
and Alex
using
show?
About a pound every
if
week?
If every week it's like, Joe lost 7 pounds, it'd be like, oh my gosh! But I'm wondering if you're like, well, that's cool, pound and a half. It almost seems like it's predictable or it's kind of common. And I mean,
are you bored with this segment? We were asking.
Well, that's what I'm kind of wondering. Like, I'm going to keep on losing weight. Like, I've been doing good. My clothing is just falling off, which is awesome. My pants, because I'm too cheap to buy new ones, literally are like worse than Porkchop's butt crack. Like, because he shows butt crack all the time. My pants keep on falling down. I got to pull them up around my man boobs. So I'm getting results. I'm loving. I've been doing Title Boxing Club. I've been loving that, and I'm doing great. And I'm getting progress, not as fast as I want. But I'm just wondering if people are over it.
Should we move Joe's journey off the air and just put it on like Joe's Instagram so that you can keep up on his Instagram?
Or do we just do it less often, like maybe every 2 weeks or once a month instead of every week?
I think the bigger thing here isn't like, oh, you lost a pound or you lost 7 pounds. The bigger thing here is finding out ways to lose weight and letting other people know. For instance, if you're like, oh, I found this food, it's so good, it's this grilled chicken breast and I do it with no seasoning, then that's great. We want to know about that. Or like your Title Boxing class.
833-JOE-ALEX. Hey, good morning, Joe and Alex show. You're on the radio. Make sure you got your Bluetooth turned down and all that good stuff. Who's this?
Savannah,
be honest. Not going to hurt me that much. What do you think? Should we kind of tone this down a bit? Maybe not do it as much?
No, you got to keep doing it.
Every week?
Every week.
All right. What can I add to this? Because I want to make sure people are actually... Because, for example, I think if you're a person that's in shape, maybe you're Alex just like, you know, naturally, whatever, or you're Liv, who works out all the time, you're a gym rat. Are you, like, bored by this, or are you into it?
Way into it. And I think if you spice it up with new things that you're eating or new things that you're doing, maybe you try the ballet class. I think that's
okay.
Reality
you lost me.
Yes.
Alex is smiling like she wants to see me in a tutu.
Please.
Oh my gosh. Hey, thank you for calling into the Joe and Alex show. Alex, be honest. I know I yell at you. Are you kind of over it?
Well, I was very excited the other week when you did tell us that you lost like 5 or 7 pounds or whatever it was.
Well, it's bigger compared to like a pound.
I don't know. I guess it's hard for me because...
You're not hurting my feelings.
I know I'm not a nutritionist or like a fitness expert by any means, but I would think that after this long, this amount of time, only for your size, only losing a pound is just, you're not working hard enough, is what I think. Like, I mean, your wife has lost like a crap ton of weight.
You saw that photo, didn't you?
In only like a few weeks.
6 weeks.
I just think like, I don't know. I do feel like it's boring that you only say it's a pound a week.
No, I would agree. That's why I brought this up. Nobody else brought it up. So, I mean... I hate to hear that, but I understand. Now, let's talk to Joel. Hey, what do you think, Joel? Do we kind of wrap this up?
Hey, Joe, you know, I think you should keep it going. Coming from myself, I'm trying to do weight loss as well, and I tried to do the whole weight loss Instagram thing, and it's so easy to lose accountability, and I think every week if you're on the air, you know, telling your success, whether it be 1 pound or none, you know, I think it's best to help yourself be accountable and let everybody know your progress. It's inspirational.
Hey, man. Well, I appreciate that, Joel. And if you want to reach out to us, Joe and Alex Show is our Twitter and Instagram. And my social media is Joe Pesh Radio. You can find it there, too. Please reach out. I think somebody told me, Alex, like they connected through my Instagram, through yours. They listened to the Joe and Alex Show, but they used to listen to you when you worked and lived in Louisville.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, and they show me photos. And I was like, I almost sounded rude saying, I'm like, oh, my God, that's not you. Because they look so incredible. And like we just started walking and exercising, eating healthy, and they said they liked hearing about it. But it's so cool when people send me stuff. That's how I get motivated. So I think maybe if somebody does get motivated hearing me lose that. But once I bring it up, if you've lost a bunch of weight, who cares?
On Twitter, we're getting some responses. Nick said, no, keep it going, bro. You're doing great, buddy. Everybody is different. I say, keep it going, sir. Scott says, if talking about it on air helps keep you motivated and accountable, I'd listen every day. And Marissa says, move hashtag Joe's Journey to social media and find another segment for the air.
Okay, cool. Let's do two more calls here. We'll wrap it up. Let's go to line five. It's Rachel. Hey, Rachel, you're on the Joe and Alex show. What did you want to say about possibly moving Joe's Journey at least less frequent or maybe even off the air?
Definitely not off the air. Obviously, it's up to you if you feel, you know, you get all these different things from other people. But it's actually helped me start my own weight loss journey. And I started something different, specific. I've been doing the keto diet.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so I've lost 32 pounds since January 3rd. So
dang!
It's made you do that.
Dang, have you been experiencing, we read about this the other day, the keto crotch?
Oh, my gosh. No, not at all. They say if you drink a crap ton of water that you don't get affected by that. And I don't even know if that's true because I'm in so many keto groups and they're like, that's not a thing.
All right. Well, hey, Rachel, we are so proud of you. Thank you for sharing that with us.
See, I feel like people are too nice. Like, they're not going to call in and, so to speak, to your face, tell you that they're bored by this. So I'm going to put a poll, which is anonymous, on Twitter, at Joe and Alex Show. And I'm going to say, do you think that we should move this to just social media? Or do you enjoy us talking about Joe's Journey every week on the air at this time? And you can vote what you think. And then he'll never get his feelings hurt because he'll never know who said what.
Pork chop. Please do me a favor.
Huh.
Go ahead and pull a good photo, because I know Alex is going to put a photo like, I'm like...